I'm ready.
Wow.
Chuck.
I know. Lots of people.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
I'm Scott Jones. I'm director of the Electronic Frontiers Forums track at DragonCon, and this is the Webcam Girls panel.
Woohoo!
And if we could have our girls introduce themselves.
Who's starting?
Okay.
I'll start. Who knows who I am? Nobody. Well, then I can't ask the next question. I was going to see who knew that I cut my hair. I used to have really, really long hair. I am Kimmy. Kimiko. You knew. Why didn't you raise your hand?
Why would I expose myself to
this? Dude. Made me feel like nobody knew me and I was just here. And I'm Kimmy or Kimiko. I used to be, I started on Kimiko-Dreams.com with my webcam and then got my sister, who's part of a third that I'm in, to join me on a site called Girl2.com. And we did it for a little while, and she decided to go back and be a cog, which is why she is not here. Mm. But she says hi. And then I went back to Kimiko-Dreams, and I'm sure I'll tell you lots more later.
Yeah. You go ahead.
Okay. I am Mistress. I run mistress.com, M-Y-S-T-R-Y-S, and I guess I've been on for a long time. But it's just a little free life cam webcam site. A few years ago, I started doing domination professionally, so so it's been getting a little more titillating, but not so much on cam. A lot of my guys are really shy, but occasionally you can log on and find somebody getting beat on there. It's just kind of whatever you want to go for that night.
I'm Somaji Darling. I have a life cam / art cam at. These days it's more life, but it's usually, there's a lot of art on there. There's no titillating in any form when it comes to me, but I have lots of other people on my camera that I take pictures of. Ta-da.
Okay. So, why would anybody put their life on display all day and all night for free?
Because we're fame hogs.
Uh-oh, speak for yourselves.
I'm a fame hog.
What's the attraction for you?
I don't know. I've always just been a ham. I've always liked being in front of people and doing things. It's just been fun, and it's a great way to make friends. I have a lot of friends in alternative lifestyles, and it's a great way to connect with them. It's just always been fun, and I never set out with it to make any money. So the fact that it doesn't make any money doesn't bother me. It's just fun.
Fame. I've always wanted to be famous, and I don't have the dedication of the old Britney Spears. Sorry, did I say that out loud? And for a little while, we made some money, so that was kind of cool. And to make friends, I've made a lot of friends via my site. So except for people in the front row who don't, you know, admit they know me.
Not it.
Mine was just another creative outlet amongst the many creative outlets that I have, and it was cheap at the time, cheaper than buying a big old camera that I wanted, and I just used the webcam to take photographs of other things, and it just went from there drastically more than I thought it was going to, but I'm quite happy with the results.
Okay. What kind of equipment are you using these days? Are you still doing Images that upload every 60 seconds, every 20 seconds. Are you doing any kind of video? What are you using these days for software?
For me, I am still archaically punching along with FTP upload through Webcam 32. I use the 3COM Home Connect camera, which they don't make anymore, I understand, but just before they stopped making them, I bought like two, so in case one craps out, I still have another one because I just love that cam. And just my regular PC, although I just got a laptop about a week ago that will rock the world once I get the software properly installed on it. So you might be able to see more than just me in my computer room. Maybe we'll go mobile. Sleep cam again. Who knows?
Sleep cam, very popular.
Sleep cam.
I'm actually sort of branching out into audio these days. I do still have my webcam, and I have a Logitech Orbit, the one that moves. So when I have the cam on, I'm using that. Webcam 32 or I think I might have gone to something else, but oh, Fwink. I'm using Fwink.
I'll look into that.
Very, very simple program. So I'm doing that, and there's another little program that I can't remember that lets me be able to do my webcam and also do like Yahoo chat rooms and stuff, because previous to that you could only do one video image that would go out, and like Mistress, I've started doing some you know, domination and stuff like that, and it's useful to be able to do more than one cam image at a time. Especially if you want to make them pay.
And we do.
So that's the equipment I use. But again, like I said, I'm starting to branch out into audio and do podcasts and stuff like that too. So.
I use Chillcam. I have two webcams. One is a Creative Blaster. Another one is a IBM PC Pro, which makes no sense with the title because it's not a computer, it's a cam. I work with the PC. I have Windows OS. I'm branching out into video. I'm actually having little video clips, and I upload them to YouTube, and I put them on my site. And I've been hanging out with the podcasters this weekend, and a lot of them I know, and I just don't have a microphone, and they're really pushing me to do that, so I might branch out into that as well.
It's a lot of fun.
I think so. It's just I talk to myself a lot, so I might as well let everybody else hear it.
There you go.
What about server costs and bandwidth? Are you taking advantage of free servers, or are you paying are you having bandwidth issues?
I don't, because I have been hosting with DreamHost.com for years, and DreamHost.com is awesome because they give you more bandwidth the longer you're with them. So I could probably get like slash dotted and probably still be okay. Unlike a few years ago, I no longer have the bandwidth issues that I used to have, which is awesome. I think I generally use about 1% of the bandwidth that's allotted to me, so I have tons. But that's just a recent development in the past couple of years since they instituted that new thing. I love DreamHost. They are so reliable, and they're a great, great host. And I pay all the costs for my site out of pocket, but I get refers, and sometimes so the referrals that you can get will offset that a little bit. But yeah, everything on my site is paid for by me, out of my pocket, for me.
I'm part of a real small company, and we've got 1,000,000,001 websites. So my website is part of the rest of the ones on our server. So we go through Server Beach for that. But I've been using Ustream.tv. I wrote it down, so I wouldn't. I'm having memory issues today. But Ustream.tv, and that's like. It's like constant refresh, so, and you don't have to worry about bandwidth or anything like that. So
I am using warp.com. I've been using them for the past 7 years since I started my webcam. They actually gave me a year free as a testing ground, and because I did pretty well with that, they allowed access to, they actually advertised for other cam girls to go on there, not to be like come to where all the cam girls are, but because they knew how to server loads and stuff like that. I've been staying there for the past 7 years. I've never been unhappy with them, and I pay out of pocket every month because I really enjoy the service, and they've done nothing but expand and give me more and more and more for less and less and less, so I can't complain.
Okay. What about friends? Is the camera just for you, or do you let other people, in on the video fun? And do you get questions about other people that people see online in the camera?
You mean, do I ever have like guests on the website?
Yeah, right.
I used to have a lot of guests from time to time, but I've been real antsy about the 2257 until all of that, those types of legal issues get sorted out by the time the government figures out what the heck they're doing. I've just been really careful doing any kind of adult content on there that's not me, because I can produce ID for me. I have friends come in, and sometimes I'll go, let's go on the cam, you know, but it's nothing really fun.
It's still primarily just me because it's in front of my desk. But Tatsumi still comes over and she stays a couple of nights a week and she uses my computer since she can't get to hers at her house. So occasionally she's on the camera. Daddy is occasionally seen going by. Other than that, it's primarily just me.
It's me, then my dog. And then my roommate whose computer isn't working, so every once in a while if you see a really dorky guy, that's not me in drag. And then I used to have lots of parties, and the camera would always be set up so that you could see everybody go in there. And all my friends know that I have a cam, so when they come over, they're totally cool with it. And a lot of people would actually pose, and because it's a 30-second refresh, they would sit there for 30 seconds and just wait, you know, trying to look all cheery. And I actually, shameless plug, have put together a book of all the people that have been on my webcam that have posed photography-wise for it.
Okay. What about your parents? What about your family? Do they know you have a cam site? Do they check up on you?
This is an interesting thing. My parents don't know, as far as I know, my parents don't know about the webcam. But about a year ago, my brother's boss found my live journal and started having my brother, so I'd go down to visit my brother, and he'd be go, "What's a dominatrix?" And so I had to lock down my live journal. And I changed my official blog on my website is now MySpace. But the live journal was the one thing that my brother and my family has found. So I don't know. If they find the cam, they find the cam. I tell them, you know, if you're going to go looking, go looking. But I'm lucky in the fact that my parents access from the public library and my site is blocked there. So it's pretty lucky there. But as far as I know, that's the only family conflict that I've had so far. But, you know, it remains to be seen what happens. And if they find out about it, they find out about it. I live 500 miles away. What are they going to do? You know, it's not really a big thing for me.
My mom knows everything about my life. And since a lot of you guys don't know me, I'm in an alternative lifestyle, so I'm a 24/7 submissive. So she knows all about that. She knows that I like girls. I mean, she knows everything. She knows about my piercings, my tattoos, just everything. My dad has a brief knowledge of some things. You know, I'm his little girl, so he doesn't pry too hard.
He knows what he doesn't want.
Right, I'm sure. but my mom, if my mom hasn't heard from me, because I talk to her a lot on the phone, if she hasn't heard from me, then she'll like look at the cam. And if I look okay, then she, you know, she's cool. If I look like I'm dying, you know, she'll call me and go, you haven't called me. What's going on?" Which really freaks me out because I forget that she watches. And I'm not doing anything I'm ashamed of, but it just, it's like, oh, right, you can peek in on me. My dad misses me a tremendous amount, so it wouldn't shock me if my mom hooked it up, you know, so that my dad could peek in on me. I'm from Kansas, and I don't live there anymore, and my dad just, he misses me a lot. So, you know, so, yeah, they know about my site. They know everything. I mean, I put everything on, you know, my blog, anything that's going on, so they know everything.
My mother is no longer alive, but my dad, he's pretty obsessive about being the center of attention and anything. So sometimes he'll call me and complain that I'm not talking about him enough in my journal. There was actually an incident, I think, when I was 23, I was living in Rhode Island, or was it 22? I don't know, time kind of blurs after a while. But I was actually living in Rhode Island, and I had a sleep cam on. And I usually don't sleep with clothes on, but I had a blanket on. And the blanket had shifted, and people were seeing my nipples. And not only did my dad call me to try to wake me up, but he also called all his friends and said, "My daughter's nipples are on the website. Oh, my God." So, of course, all his friends went to the website, and they're like, "Oh, my God, I know what color our nipples are now." And some of those friends were actually college professors I used to have and stuff, and they would email me, like emailing me would make me wake up subconsciously and be like, "Oh, I should adjust my blanket." So, you know, I'm pretty cool with that. I don't do anything I'm ashamed of, so I don't have any fears. My family knows. My brother actually goes on my journal. If somebody says, I saw you on the webcam, and my brother would reply to that going, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to hunt you down. Do not think of my sister that way. He's very overprotective. But it's all in good fun. My older brother's actually come to a couple of these panels in the previous Dragon Cons under different aliases and asked really skeezy questions and be like, do I need to hunt down people? I memorize all your faces in this room if I see you near my sister. I have very protective brothers, but they're pretty decent guys. My grandma, actually, I had to live with my dad for a while because he had fallen ill and hurt his back, and I had to take care of him for about a year. And it's an old Italian family, so we have my grandma in one part of the house, then my dad and my older brother. And my grandma would come down, and she'd be folding laundry and be going, is that internet's thing? Can they see me folding laundry? And I'm like, yes, grandma. And she's like, I have some coupons I want you to look up. So, you know, she was totally cool with it, too.
Thinking about it, a lot of my cousins know about the site. My aunts know about the site. With the invention of Facebook and them, you know, linking, you know, people together, cousins that I didn't even really talk to have linked to me, and I'm very open about my sites, and I link everywhere, so they all know, too. So.
All right. What about, are some of your fans a little too enthusiastic? Have you had issues with stalkers? Do you have people trying to find you where you really are?
For me, surprisingly, no. I have actually met a few people from the website that I met in my chat room when I had it going, and it came to the site, and they ended up being like really good friends. I mean, one of them helped me get the site online. Originally, I met him in a chat room and said that I wanted to do this, and he helped me get online. A few years later, he moved to North Carolina and was a roommate for a while. So, I mean, I've just made really good friends. It sometimes worries me a little bit, but, you know, I don't live alone, and I have a handgun, and I know how to use it, and I'm range qualified, so take your chances.
I haven't had any stalkers that I know of. I've met a lot of the people that have come to my chat room and watched my cam. A lot of them are really great. It was very amusing because a long time ago, I was by myself in the house, and I was going to be overnight by myself, and one of my fans told me, it's okay, we'll watch you, and if anybody breaks in, we'll call the police. And I'm going, how are you going to do that? You don't know where I live. By the time that happens, it's going to be all over. You get to watch it. So that was really cool that they care. We had one fan that actually moved in with us for like a year and a half. Talked him into doing all the archives. You can live here and sleep on our couch as long as you do all the archives, which... these guys know.
That's the bitch part of the website.
It's crazy. Like 8 billion pictures for 24 hours. And, you know, we only put up the best pictures because we didn't want all of the stupid picking your nose pictures. Yeah, so, you know, talking them into doing that was pretty cool. So that was cool.
I've actually had quite a few stalker problems. And, like, one time it was one night I wasn't even on the camera. I was off the camera, and I was changing shirts and stuff like that. And the next day, this guy sends me an email, and he's like, I was watching you last night. And I'm like, I wasn't on camera. And he proceeded to tell me what color bra I was wearing and what size that he speculated and where I was in the house and stuff like that. So after that, I've learned that my address on my domain name is no longer mine. And I know this sounds weird, but I still suck my thumb. It's a habit that, you know, it hasn't fucked up my teeth, so I had no reason to stop. But recently somebody sent me an email with a picture of a tattoo they got of a girl sucking her thumb that was inspired by me, because a couple years ago, a thumb-sucking fetish website had found some pictures of me that I had posted on my website, and they took it, and they put it on a fetish site, and this girl found it comforting, so she got a tattoo sort of inspired by me sucking my thumb on her arm now. That's really freaking creepy. I'm going to tell you right now.
That's cool.
That creeps the crap out of me.
Next question.
Next question. All right. Do we want to take an audience question?
Sure.
Ooh, hot cop.
Yeah.
Hi, the young lady in the middle, you said you use Fwink. Is that uploading JPEGs or live streaming?
JPEGs.
Okay, so.
For streaming?
Do you guys have any recommendations? Mine's crashed, and it was garbage. And my submissives, I'm totally like, that's why I came here, because I did live streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Mac, but I also have a PC. So I was wondering, what software could you guys recommend that uploads straight to the server that's live streaming?
Wow, I'm so tempted to get my tech person to answer that.
I actually did live streaming about 2002, and I did it for a year, but I had won a contest where somebody else was going to host the bandwidth. And I used a DOS program that my roommate actually had come up with, so I can't really tell you. Anything I could tell you right now would be way outdated.
Scott, can you hand the microphone to the big guy in the back, because he knows all sorts of tech stuff. He's my daddy, and he knows stuff.
Is that the archive
bitch? I've never met him.
Well, that's my dad. I'll meet you later.
Actually, that'll tie into a question I was going to ask you guys. there's a whole lot of services that have sprung up, and I don't know how tied into the kind of geek blogging, A-list blogging community, anybody in the room where you guys are, but a lot of the high-end bloggers have discovered what they call lifecasting. So now there's all these Web 2.0 companies, Ustream.tv, Kyle.tv, Stickcam. Mm-hmm. So all that stuff that we fought with for like five years ago, now you can just password protected, you know, streaming video right from your server, free bandwidth,
wow,
chat room included. That's all, it's all on the rise again. There's all these people just living all their time on cam, and they think it's really cool. If you guys have run into any of that, do you ever like get annoyed, or do you just laugh about the fact that they're so far behind the curve? You know, that whole idea of 24-hour online all the time, they're treating it like it was never done before. You know, like it's the new thing.
It annoys me that there's a whole bunch of people that can do it now, and it seems like they're getting, like Jason TV.
Yeah.
He's getting so much capital and money, and it drives me insane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, we were here first.
Yeah, I mean, I started doing webcamming back in the era of Jenny Cam.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was like 95.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry.
No. That's somebody else.
It was me.
But yeah, I mean, I started back in that era, and it was a bunch of, back then when this panel first started, there were five to seven of us, and now it's hard to get just three anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the true webcam girl is kind of going the way of the dodo bird or not.
Well,
but
I think life cam
there are
girls
still some of us out here who are
doing
this.
Are few and far
this
between. There's a lot of adults.
But I think that the Jason TVs and the people that are doing that now is pretty much where this might be headed in the future, which is really neat.
Mm.
But yeah, there were some of us who were doing it first.
I remember when the movie The Truman Show came out with Jim mm-hmm. Carrey. And my brother was like, you really ought to go see this movie. Let's go watch this movie. And I was like, well, what's the premise of it? And he told me, and I just laughed hysterically for about 15 fucking minutes. And I was like, wouldn't it be funny if all this webcam stuff that I've been doing was without my notice? And then I thought about that, and it referred to the movie Sliver, and that really freaked me the fuck out. But I don't know. People that are doing it now are usually 14-year-old little girls that just want kind of attention, and they cut themselves in front of everybody to be like, oh, please look at me, give me some attention. And then there's actually some people that are doing things with it. Like Anna Cam is still mm-hmm. doing hers, and she just had her 10-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And a couple weeks ago, she just gave birth live on camera
oh, wow.
in her house. She did a home birth in a water tub. The whole thing was aired, and I missed the beginning part of it. She, for the first time, she gave birth, and it was only like 2 hours. I was like, holy shit, women don't usually do that. So I missed like the beginning of it, and I saw the tail end, and I was like, oh, that's kind of nasty. Why am I watching it? Yeah, I can't look away. And Yeah, but I mean, it was actually interesting the way she did it, because she knew ahead of time. She had it all thought out. She knew where she was going to put the camera, where she had the birthing tub, and where everything was going to be going. She had it all planned out because she knew that this was going to be the first time that anybody's given birth live on a webcam. And it was actually pretty phenomenal. She had a server overload, and everybody was updating their journals, like, are you watching? Are you watching? And but she's still going, and she just had her 10-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Was it streaming or every couple of minutes?
Well, if you have membership to Anna 2, mm-hmm. then it updates a lot faster. If you just go to the AnnaCam.com website and don't have a membership, then it updates once every 5 minutes. But mm. she makes a living off of Anna, too. Mm. And she makes a pretty decent living, but sadly the child that she had has Down syndrome, mm. and so she's trying to get more people to watch so that she could cover costs to raise the kid.
Oh, that's great.
It was pretty interesting. It was gross and interesting at the same time.
More questions?
Okay. Do you do it more for the fans or the to make friends? I mean, I guess this gets back to motivation.
Well, my motivation is I do it for me because it's fun. I never have a Friday night home alone, ever. If I'm feeling really bad, I can just turn on that cam and go play in a chat room, and I have friends, and it's fun to talk to them. And, yeah, they try to get me to take my shirt off, but what the hell, it's all good, you know. And I might. Might not. But, I mean, it's primarily for me just because I find it fun and interesting. If it stops being fun, I'll take it down.
Kind of both, and not really for me. I used to have a chat room, and I don't have it up anymore, and I really miss talking to everybody. Everybody's kind of gone, like, their own ways. I mean, some of them have gotten married, some of them have had kids, you know, just all that kind of stuff. And I try and keep up with them in, like, email and messages, and I still get some of them to comment on my website now and then. But I really like the friends and the fans that I've made, you know, so.
I did it for myself. I only made it public because I thought, you know, any artist who makes something, they want it to be seen. And the only reason why I used myself all the time at first, because I was the only person around 24/7. So I learned how to set up the camera, set up the lighting and all that, and yet take the pictures of myself to make sure that they're pleasing. And then, of course, you don't see the ones that suck because I delete them. And it's nice to have that little bit of control. But eventually my friends got really interested into it, and then I got to take pictures of them. And then I got friends from people watching, and it was just all bonus, because I don't advertise for my website except for being here once a year. I don't go out. I don't send flowers or nothing. I mean, flyers. Whew, the whiskey's kicking in. And it just spread word of mouth, and I still get presents. People send me presents all the time. I get emails. I still get hate mails. But everything is just a bonus. The only point was to make something and put it up there just to get it out of my system. And it's just grown drastically like a weed from that.
Okay, more questions?
Mistress and Kimmy, y'all mentioned that you started about the same time Jenny Cam did. Mm-hmm. Did Jennifer's experience kind of teach y'all anything about moving forward and how to handle situations as they might develop?
Well, back then, there was a site called peepingmo.com, mm-hmm. and I think it may still be around. I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
But the Mo's really went a long way toward tying a bunch of us girls who were doing the life cams. They tied us all together. Mm-hmm. They had a chat room that was set up only for cam girls so that you could really network with one another. That's, you know, I mean, that's initially how we all sort of met. Yes, you do take what happens to others into account. And you know, we've certainly done that, but it was really good back then, and I still have a lot of those contacts that I still use, like Chloe, for example, who used to be up here with us. She had a baby about a couple months ago, and she's been uploading pictures of her baby and stuff like that, which is really neat. I mean, we've managed to make lifelong friendships out of this, and you know, you still have those contacts if you get into trouble or you need to talk to somebody, or you just need some tech help. You can dial a geek and have a great time. So it works.
The sad thing is, though, is that despite the fact that Jenny was the first one, she was never part of our family.
No, she was pretty stuck to her own world.
So it would have been cool to actually talk to her and stuff like that.
But in my household, the Jenny Cam problem, because she was dating one guy, and then she started dating another guy who was actually the boyfriend of another cam girl, and that cam girl eventually started dating a guy I used to live with, and she kept contacting me, trying to ask me relationship advice, and I'm like, I don't live with that guy anymore. So that was kind of creepy. But Jenny, as they said, she kept to herself. And as soon as she fizzled out. Like, it's hard to find her again. Mm-hmm. And even though she was a pioneer, she was also really creepy. Yeah. She was a very creepy girl.
Never talked to her, so.
Yeah, she creeped me out.
Okay. And I guess all of you have been doing this for a fair bit. I just wondered if you had any good stories from over the years.
Good stories from over the years. Well, I mean, there's just been a lot of them. I think my favorite one was just the guy who, he found my website when I had no idea what I was doing. My domain was linking to my address right there for everybody to see. And he found me about 2 weeks after my site went live for the first time, and he told me what street I lived on and what my phone number was and all this stuff that I hadn't given him. And then he said, "You want me to help you fix this?" So, I mean, that was really the most amazing thing. And he was living in Massachusetts at the time. And about 3 years after that, he kept up with me. If I'd get into trouble with the tech issues or something, I'd log onto a chat room. He'd fix it. He helped get me on my first real web host before I went with DreamHost. He was working for a hosting company and got me set up with that. And so all through the years, he was with me. And that's the type of lifelong friendship that I really wanted out of the site. I mean, I didn't do it for money or anything like that. So just the fact that I can use that medium to make connections that last a long, long time, that go well beyond the internet or my computer, is wonderful. I mean, that's the best experience for me.
I have two stories. When I first started, I was basically sitting in a cafeteria chair, and it was really, really uncomfortable. And like the first present I got, a whole bunch of the people watching the cam got together and bought me an office chair, and that was so cool. It was really sweet of them. It was real cool. The second thing is that we had a Girl 2 con. We had a whole bunch of people, and it was mostly the ones that we talked to the most and trusted, but they came to our house. And we had a couple of days where we hung out. We went to the nude beach because Tat loves being naked. I bailed on that one because I don't like sand. But we went to the movies. We had, you know, like dinner at the house and, you know, just hung out. Two of them went to the doctor's office with me. So we had a couple of days of a Girl 2 con, and it was really cool. So,
I just think the whole experience was positive, and it helped me grow as a person. It's still going. It hasn't ended. From day one of my cam inception, I had a crap load of hits because it was an Anavu kind of thing, but without the super crazies, just the regular crazies. Because even though she's a very good artistic person, that bitch is nuts. There's no doubt about it. But I'm more like the lollipops like dogs kind of crazy. And she's like, I'm going to shove it down your throat and you're going to like it kind of crazy. But but I've met so many people over the years. There's been quite a few people that actually left the Anna Cam site and came over to my side. And there are other creative people who have... been supportive to me throughout the years. And if I disappear for like a couple days, I get an email, are you okay? And it's really nice to know that out in the ether somewhere, there's these people that I've never actually met that actually care about me. And it makes you feel more connected to the rest of humanity as a whole instead of just an isolated person sitting in front of a computer all day, picking your nose and looking at weird websites.
Okay. Any particular caution stories, horror stories, things that learning experiences?
Beware of the email you get with pictures. I had a picture once. I kid you not. It was this guy who looked like Santa Claus sitting naked in front of it, in his chair in front of his computer with a picture of me on it jerking off. And it was the freakiest thing I'd ever seen in my life. I was like, oh my God, did I have to open this? I didn't need to know this. Too much information. So beware of, I mean, it used to be bad, you know, it's viruses now. Beware of whatever you open. But, I mean, I'm telling you, if you run a cam, you're going to get a lot of pictures you don't want.
Yeah, and let me tell you guys, just from the waist to the, it's never a good angle. You know, you got to watch your lighting, you know, because you can make things look too short. And I have a whole folder there for a while. Every dick shot I got, I would put up on my dead journal.
Oh, that's so mean.
Hey, they wanted to be seen.
They wanted. They sent it to me. But yeah. I don't know. Just the random pictures are really some of the scariest things, because you're like, you know, you're never sure if you should actually click on that photo. I mean, yeah, I've checked the virus scan, but what does this say?
Yeah.
Sort of thing. But yeah.
And you have to be really comfortable with yourself, because you will get hate mail.
Yeah.
You know, you stupid cow, why are you on the camera? Nobody wants to see your fat ass. Well, thanks. If you didn't like it,
you're
doing seeing
it to comment.
Yeah, so I don't know, but you know.
Doing your homework, because your homie is like 14 years old.
Yeah.
So. I always reply with, "You get what you pay for."
I got a lot of dick shots and a lot of hate mail, and so it kind of balances each other out. But with the hate mail, I actually used to post it and be like, isn't this awesome? I mean, these people spent time out of their life to tell me that they hate me and they never met me. And they do it. And most of these people aren't even imaginative. It's the same thing, like, you stupid cow, or you're too fat and stuff. And at the time, I was only like 120 pounds. There's no fucking way I could be too fat. 10 of that pounds is in my tits. But as I've gained weight throughout the years, people actually send me less "you're too fat" emails. So I think people are getting more sensitive. It's actually kind of nice. The dick things, I would actually reply back, "Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you. I'm glad that I turned you on. Please don't email me again." But my safety precautions are, if you do start a website and your name is attached to it somewhere, your real name, make sure that the address that you're registered under is not yours. If you have anybody working on the site with you, make sure you change the password as soon as they're done doing it. I've had people change things. So one guy, the second website I had in this inception of the webcam site, he actually took all my content, and I'm glad I had it all saved, and I had somebody else redo it. But cover your ass. I mean, just because we're kind of cute and we're on camera does not mean we're fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people out there are. So if you're going to be stupid and do something, make sure you got somebody there that knows what the hell they're doing when they help you, and make sure you trust that person, because people can blackmail you and do stupid shit. Just cover your ass every corner you can.
And also, if you're going to be doing any kind of adult content, pay attention to some of the laws that are going through, like the 2257 thing. I'm a member of the Free Speech Coalition and the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom. And those are really good resources to look up, whether you should put, you know, have a model release or things like that. And you can never really truly cover yourself, but if you are going to do adult content, do pay attention to that, because it's getting really scary out there with some of the laws going into place are requiring.
And don't forget disclaimers.
Don't forget disclaimers. Be sure and label your site. You know, whenever you go, even though I don't hardly ever get naked on my site anymore, I still have that big R rating, and then all the meta tags, it's adult, nudity, you know. Like you said, the public library, whenever I go home and have to check my email, it's got my site blocked, which is great. That's wonderful. I'm really glad about that. But be sure that you have your meta tags all tagged adult, so that that Net Nanny and Cyber Sitters will pick that up. That will go a long way towards helping to protect you in the event of a lawsuit.
Okay, more questions?
Crickets.
Mm-hmm. They do exist. You have to have some kind of curiosity, otherwise you wouldn't be here.
Anything. We'll answer anything. You might not like the answer, but we'll answer anything.
God answers all questions. Sometimes the answer is no. Why did you lock up all your hair?
I actually was going to tell her that I like her hair shorter.
A lot of people have liked my hair. Honestly, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. I was watching Domino at home, and she's so freaking hot. And I'm sitting there watching with the attitude and the hair, and I'm going, I want to be like that. I want hair like that. Let's do it. And I had a lot of people that were really mad at me that I cut it off. But I miss it. I feel much more confident with this hair. I feel less sexy with this hair because I equate sexiness with long hair. And so I'm still trying to work it and own it. I hate that word. I'm owning my freedom and my anger and my... but yeah, I mean, I'm going to end up growing it back because I really miss it. And a lot of people that are important to me really want my hair to come back. But yeah, I decided, I think it might have been a midlife crisis sort of thing, even though I'm not midlife yet. Yet.
Okay, more questions.
Crickets.
What's on your site right now that you're here?
Pictures of DragonCon people. Actually, I've been doing a lot of hip casts. We found that before we left. I actually audio casted on the way from the Hyatt through the most of the Marriott talking about getting here. Because I have a lot of people who've never been to Dragon Con before. They're kind of like living vicariously through me. I haven't done much video, mostly because I have to send it through my phone to Daddy's phone to the HipCast thing, so y'all can just go to his site to see the video. Pictures like that. I have logged on once or twice to type in something, but mostly right now. And the cam, I'm really bad. I haven't updated the cam in a while. If you've gone, you know, and I'm sorry, and I'll work on it.
Yeah, we were actually talking about this earlier. People have been asking why my webcam doesn't get updated as much as it used to. And that's because within the past couple of 6 months, I've developed a huge World of Warcraft addiction. And my computer is so old that it won't cam. It causes me to lag, and I'm the healer. And if I lag, the party wipes. So there hasn't been a whole lot of camming for me because my paladin has to heal an instant.
Yeah, they get really mad if you don't heal.
Oh, they get really mad. Yeah. Really mad.
That's it. You're out of the guild.
So, but I got a new laptop within the past 5 days. So you'll start seeing the cam being updated more because I'm going to set the cam up to peek down. I have a loft-style house, so you can see the whole living room. So I'm going to set the cam upstairs so it has a whole view of the living room, and then I can play World of Warcraft on the laptop in the living room, so you'll be able to see me again.
The last shot I have is from last Saturday. I was about to leave the house. I was traveling up to North Carolina before coming down here to Atlanta. And the last shot, I think, is of my bed with some rumpled sheets and maybe my dog peeking over the blanket.
Aww.
And it just says Dragon Con. But I have a Second Life addiction.
Ah.
Because there's no point to Second Life. And I don't like people depending on me. And I'm not really big on killing, but I like to watch other people kill things. And I like Ultima Online when it first came out because you could just walk around and be a tailor. You can't really do that in World of Warcraft. I tried. I mean, people are like, you got to level up. And I'm like, but I don't want to. It's so pretty. So I walk around Second Life, and I meet crazy people. And you could have the camera. You'll see the camera looking at me with my blue hair, and you can log into Second Life, and you'll see just me doing what I should be doing in real life in Second Life with the same look. I actually make my Second Life character look like me instead of really tall, skinny, and leggy. But my character actually looks like me, so you could watch me play Second Life.
Cool.
Or
what do you do on Second Life? Where do you go?
I'm a purveyor of the weird things. I actually go there to find strange stuff. And so recently I've been into the post-apocalyptic worlds, and I have a friend that's trying to find the weirdest ways to get off. So I try to help him find that, and I've really been researching Vor from the furries, even though I'm not a furry fan. It's just interesting to me. So I've been doing that, as well as helping people build things in the junkyard, mm-hmm. which is a Mad Max kind of world.
I got to tell you, cyber sex is cool, phone sex is cool, but Second Life sex is the funniest thing I have ever
it
seen in my life.
It is hilarious.
It's just hilarious.
And most of the people I know that are lesbians on Second Life are really men that just can't get women, even as men avatars in a fake world. So they dress up as hot women and go after the lesbians. And it's just a nice psychological experiment. I freaking love Second Life. It's the craziest thing on earth.
We only get to kiss and dance on World of Warcraft. We're really missing out.
That's totally lame.
RP server.
Well, we're doing the Second Life panel tomorrow.
But also, because I'm going to school to learn how to be an art director for film, you could actually watch me and my roommate, who is a director of films, work on projects for films. So you'll see me swearing at him a lot and telling him, why don't you fucking listen to me? It's a lot of emotions. I'm Italian, so I get hand gestures in there. And you just see him looking stupid, like, oh, I don't want to do that. And I'm like, well, you want it to look good, don't you? So you see a lot of creative interaction or him just being stupid and checking his email, talking to people on cosplay.com.
Okay. What about mobile camming? You talked about your laptop, which you are still working on setting up, but have you tried camming outside the house? Have you follow you around?
No. I haven't really tried that. I wish I could, but my day job is in a rather conservative office, and they wouldn't understand upskirt cam. That wouldn't fly. So no, I haven't really had, but the laptop that I got is now capable of that, and there's a coffee shop down the street from my office that has free Wi-Fi, so don't be surprised if I'm not a lot tempted to try camming from the from the coffee shop near my workplace during the week. It's an experiment. I'm working on it.
I forgot to bring the cam. I remembered a lot of stuff, but I forgot to bring the cam. But we have taken it different places. We went to Boston. We work so much, and we just decided one weekend to just go to Boston. And we took the cams, and we put it up in the hotel rooms, and, you know, had our sleep cams, and we, you know, you got to see us watch TV. But so we did it a couple of times.
Go to Boston to watch TV?
We went to Boston to sleep, and we did the entire time. It was nice.
I don't have a mobile cam, but I do have extension cords, and I've taken them into the bathroom, I've taken them into the mm-hmm. kitchen, I've taken them in the living room. So any place that I can control the lighting to make sure everything looks good, mm-hmm. I am there. I do not have a laptop because I'm one clumsy motherfucker, and if I'm out in public and I have a laptop, I'm probably intoxicated and God knows what would happen. So I kind of keep that to a minimum. But I do have my other camera, and I take pictures of wherever I go there, and I do post those to my site.
Scott, there's a question there. Mm-hmm. The gentleman.
Hi, I walked in a few minutes late. I came in at the point where you were describing how which of your family knew about your webcamming. I was curious if your work knows about it or what you're doing to keep that hidden, or just kind of if work was aware of it. And
I know there are people at work that are aware of it because they'll come in on Monday and they'll look at me and they'll go, I know what you were doing all weekend. But I work for a very small company, and I've worked there for 12 years. So at this point, I'm part of the furniture. So I think if they were to find out about it, and it's possible that my boss already knows, I don't think it would be a great problem for me. And besides all that, I have a couple of other little side businesses going. So if I were to lose my day job, I'd probably be okay for a while. And that tends to make me a little reckless. So, you know, if work finds out, work finds out. I'm certainly not going to disavow it. But it's not really, I don't see it being a problem right now.
I work at home as a personal assistant, and I do tarot readings and phone sex and phone domination and lots of other different stuff like that. So that's not an issue. What is an issue I have to be careful about is I help teach karate at my karate school, and we teach children, and you know, so I'm fairly careful about that. I also wouldn't want to do anything to tarnish my sensei's reputation. So I'm fairly careful about that. There's a couple. I'm the only girl in my school, in my karate school. So there's a lot of guys, and there's one or two guys that I've made really good friends with that I know I can trust. That, you know, they know about my site, but I don't think they come or anything. It was just like a point of interest. Oh, cool. That's weird. You know. So.
I've had many jobs throughout the years. One job I actually got because of my website, because it showed that I did have HTML skills. I'm not good with Flash. That's why the Flash part of my site has not been updated in like 5 years, because I don't know what the fuck that shit is. But all the HTML stuff, I could do that with no problem. I've had another job where they're totally cool with it. It's actually lulu.com. They're another internet website. They were totally cool with it. I've had a porn job. I've worked at Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, I've had a plethora of jobs, and not one of them seemed to have any problem whatsoever if I ever mentioned it.
Okay, more questions?
None of us are Republican senators.
I don't do politics.
Well, he isn't anymore, right? I saw that.
How did you get started coming to Dragon Con?
How did we start coming to Dragon Con?
Were you like sci-fi nerds and then Avengers? Oh, hey, they're doing EFF stuff.
I dream of sci-fi.
The result of a young
youth squandered on D&D and comic books.
I get to stare at her chest. Ha.
Yes, I was a sci-fi fan long before I started coming to Dragon Con. There was a webcam girl who got me started, and she passed away several years ago, Dawn Marie. Who had DawnMarie.org, and she is the one who started this panel, and it has been going on, and I think it's a great tribute to her memory that we keep getting to come back. But I met her at a science fiction convention called Mach 9 way back in the day in Greenville. I hate you. So yes, the answer is yes, I've been a science fiction fantasy geek, D&D. I ran an 80-person LARP for a while, gamer kind of girl for a long, long time. And just being able to come to Dragon Con and talk about my website is just icing on the cake for me. It's awesome.
I think you're the one that got me to come to DragonCon.
I think so, too.
So I started coming to DragonCon because of the Webcam Girl panel. But I do really like sci-fi. I'm like in love with urban fantasy. And I'm trying to write books. I've always tried to write books. And I'm focusing on urban fantasy and things like that. So I come mostly for, you know, the writing tracks, the goth tracks that deal with some of that, the hot girls and the, you know, costumes.
And the Spartan costumes.
Oh, my God.
One of my roommates is the Spartan.
They look good.
They look good.
They did work. I don't know how long it took. They did the 300 thing, but they look good. There's a couple of them running around here that should not be wearing it.
That's one of my roommates.
Sorry.
No, yeah. Dude, I tell him. He's like...
The Spartans should be wearing
it. Just like spandex. It's a privilege.
I've been a dork all my life. My dad is a dork. He started some Star Trek conventions. I have pictures of me at 7 years old at Atari ST conventions. He was the head of Atari Watch for Northeast Ohio. I was on the BBSs of the internet before it was the visual internet. Mm-hmm. So I got some hardcore geeking in my background, but I actually got here because Dawn Marie. Back when Cam Girls first started, there was on Peeping Mo, there was Gabby Mo, which was a gossip site for all the Cam Girls, and Peeping Mo mentioned me a couple
Dawn's
times.
Mom.
Yeah, it was Dawn's mom.
Gabby Mo was Dawn's mom.
So Dawn Marie found my website, and she got me onto this panel because she thought I'd be a different take on what the regular Cam Girls would have.
Awesome.
And by the way, there was a party many years ago in the Chamblee-Doraville area where the concept for this panel was born. It was in the Yeah, it was in the Chamblee Dorval area, and I was there that night, and I remember, and Don Marie was there, and that's how this was born. So.
And there was a panel really early on in this, when we started doing this panel, where Giggle Cam came, and we actually cammed from this panel. There was a whole little lesbian sex scene that was filmed at Dragon Con and put on Giggle
leave
Cam.
It to Giggle. Lesbian sex scene at Dragon Con?
Okay, more questions.
I have another cool story, since nobody has a question. I have another cool story, speaking of Giggle. She went to New York City and filmed for...
Jenny Jones show?
No.
She was on Jenny Jones.
She was on Jenny Jones, but I completely spaced. Short, black hair, was in
Hairspray?
Yes, Ricky Lake, thank you. She was on Ricky Lake, and she basically was a consultant to get three other girls who wanted to be on webcams. To give them their dream of being on the webcam, and they
dream.
I know. They ended up coming to our house and doing basically two of the girls came to our house to shoot their first ever, you know, on cam thing, and that was pretty cool. It was neat to watch and be a part of, and so. That's a cool story.
I think Giggle Cam's actually still around.
I'm not sure.
She was taking pictures at a San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's still around.
Questions? Anything?
Okay. What do you see for the future of webcam and the future of your site?
Well, the future of my site, I'm just going to keep it going as long as it's fun. The cam will always be part of it, and I will always leave the old content, but I will probably, I've been doing professional domination for about 7 years, and right now it's just a rather small part of my overall website. However, I do see that as I become more and more obsessed with it, I see that it will probably become more and more a part of my website, because the site grows with me. I love going back and finding some of the old content that I first, like my old diary entries. If you ever go poking around on my site, you can find some diary entries from like 1997, 98, something like that, and they are so angsty. Oh my God. I'm reading it and I'm like, why didn't I slap myself, for God's sake? But I won't take it down, because it is amazing to go back and see that. And I love the fact that you can watch me grow. If you look at the old content and see some of the newer content, you can watch me grow the whole way over the past couple of years that I've been online. And so I definitely, it may end up being more of a scrapbook kind of a site for me. But it's going to be there. I mean, it's mine. I love it. I bought the 11-year domain name registration thing. So it's going to be around for a while.
I probably drive my fans and friends crazy, because I compartmentalize everything. I've got a website for everything. I have one for my tarot. I have one for the webcam. I have one for my domination stuff, you know, and I break it all up. So they, every couple of months, they have a new link. They have to go RSS just to keep up with everything. But I'm still going to keep the site. I really like the site. We were just kidding about how if I ever left, I probably wouldn't, because I wouldn't be able to give up my domain. I'm going to keep doing it. I really like doing it.
I've used my website as a stepping stone. As I said before, I did it starting just to do photography, and then once I got enough money to get a camera that wasn't connected to my computer, I stepped out and did more outside of that, but I still do stuff with my webcam. And I've never charged money, because I don't want any obligation to anybody, mm-hmm. but for some reason I just can't stop. I don't know why. I still turn it on. It's like, oh shit, I just restarted my computer. I better turn on Chill Cam again. I don't want to stop. There's no desire to stop. If people don't want to look into my life, they don't have to go to my website. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I live an interesting, extravagant lifestyle. I live the life of an artist. And because I am going to school, a lot of times you'll see me puzzling over homework or big color swatches over something or me painting something. I actually paint on camera as well as sleep on camera as everything else on camera besides shit and shower. But it's actually been a foothold for me. Because of my website, I've actually published 3 books of pictures I've taken from my website. I have examples up here if you want to see. Those got me into the school that I am currently, and I got one of the biggest scholarships they've offered in years because they were so amazed at the work that I've done. And I'm just pushing everything I can forward. I still haven't learned Flash, so if there's some aspects that I could tweak on, I just don't give a shit. So, and I've actually paid a couple people to try to do it, and they're like, oh my god, you got so many images and I'm not in a database and this is gonna drive me fucking nuts. So it's really hard to find somebody that I can mesh well with that will be like, all right, this is what I need done, because I am not that kind of workhorse. I could design something to make it really fucking pretty, but I don't know how to do the back working of it. If I could figure out how to do the back working of it and actually had the time to do it, I probably would have the best fucking website on the goddamn universe. But I don't want to put that much effort into it. I just want to put as much effort into it that I'm happy with. I don't give a shit about anybody else. If you don't go to my site, don't go to my site. I do it for me, and I enjoy it.
Okay. Does anybody in the audience have a webcam or anything like a webcam that you do anything? Okay.
Post images and talk to a few people, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Basically, I got a nanny cam.
Okay.
Yeah, that is what you said about, you know, obligations. That's something I would say that you need to be aware of, is that if you are going to make people pay for it, it is an obligation. You have to make sure that whatever it is you tell them, you're going to give them. If you say you're going to, you know, update your archives every, you know, month, or you're going to post, you know, new photo shoots every couple of weeks, you have to do it or you start losing people. You won't make money for long because they're paying for it. So you have to decide whether or not you want to do it for the money and treat it like a job, or if you want to do it for free and just, you know, do whatever comes to your mind.
Yeah, and it's really hard to do your own website for money because you're competing against websites that are like of professional models who have a ton of money and people backing them. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and there's a company up there that runs XPeeps. And with XPeeps, you can kind of post whatever you want, and there's a ton of models and things like that. So if you're going to get into this to make money, it's kind of difficult unless you like have a staff and a rock hard body and a manager and things like that. You know, I really do hope that, you know, 10 years from now, you're going to be able to log on the internet and find a girl offering it for free. But I don't know if you will, and that's kind of sad.
As I mentioned before, Anna Cam still does it, and she makes a good living off of it. That's the only thing she does for a living. But she also had a good financial backing at first because she was a rock and roll musician, and she had a good chunk of money to start things with to cover her ass for the first couple years. STVLive.com, mm-hmm. Stephanie Cam, mm-hmm. She still does it, but she also has a 40-hour-a-week job, so she does fall back sometimes, but she does apologize and gives bonuses to people that are subscribers to her website. She works with Doggy Daycare and does website management for other companies as well as her site, but her site comes on the back burner because that's not the steady income, and people know that when they sign up for her website.
Okay, more questions.
Okay, I got a question for us.
Okay.
Trying to entertain. What's the coolest present that you've ever gotten from a fan?
A portrait. Somebody painted a portrait of me.
That's cool.
It's giant. It's pretty freaking huge. It's like 3/4 the size of me. Yeah.
My favorite little gift that I got, I had a gentleman in France who watched my cam for years, and he sent me this little bear that he got in Paris, and he attached a handwritten note that said, "This is the little bear that flew over the ocean to give you my love."
Aww, that's sweet.
It was the best gift ever. I squealed when I got that bear out, and I still have it. It's on my computer. I love that little bear, and really that was one of the coolest things ever, and it has absolutely no monetary value, but was the best gift he could have sent.
I had somebody draw a painting of me, paint a painting of me too. But I got to tell you, the other day I'm in Barnes & Noble, and one of the people that's been with me forever called me up because she wanted my address, because she wanted to send me something, and I've known her a really long time, so I didn't really have a big problem with it. She knows not to send me really weird stuff. But she calls me up and she says, "I need to send you this really big package from FedEx. Somebody's going to have to sign for it." And I'm like, "Okay." She's like, "I went to the Linkin Park concert and I got you a Stratocaster from the band and signed it." And I was so stunned. I was like, for 5 minutes, I just like, you did what? That is so cool. So
that's pretty badass.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Because I knew that they were going, and I love Chester, and I pouted. I'm like, "You should take me. I want to go." Little did I know she was going to send me something really, really cool. So. You guys are going to make me think of another question, aren't you?
Why do you guys watch?
Yeah, why do you guys watch the cam?
Why do you guys watch?
Or why do you want to know about webcam girls? How's that? Anybody? Oh, come on. Don't be shy.
They're waiting for us to take off something. It's not going to happen.
I would, but I, like always, I don't wear a bra.
And we're complaining now. Remind me again.
Yeah.
We're at home just watching.
There you go.
Well, they do talk.
But it's cool when everybody comes and talks in the chat room and you become friends with people and you learn about their lives and, you know, the things they did. I started a lot of cam girls. They came to my chat room and they're like, "This is really cool. I want to do it." And I'm like, "Okay, this is what you got to do." So. Anything? Yay, we got a question.
Yay!
Well, more to answer your question. I came just because this seemed like something interesting. I'm always looking for something new and fun to try. And I'm always looking to meet new friends, too.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Okay. I love your wings. They're awesome.
They're not mine. A friend of mine lends them to me.
Well, I like your friend's wings. They look good on you. See, that wasn't so bad. She lived. Question?
Oh.
Well, at least you stayed to ask a question.
I'll be around.
Cool. I'm going to be going to the rainbow party later, and then
I'm
cool. I'll see you there. And I'm going to go try this dragon dance again. I went last night. Say they were supposed to start at 2:00, and the band that was playing Belmort, every they finished the song. "Okay, we got to go. We're going to play a couple more songs for an hour." I'm going, "Okay, I like your guys' music, but I really like to dance now, please. Thank you." Who likes Lolcats? Anybody like Lolcats?
I love
I has a cheeseburger. I love that site.
Cat macros?
Huh?
Cat macros? On LiveJournal, it's cat macros.
No, it's a site where they take people take pictures of cats, really funny pictures of cats, and then they put little captions to them.
Yeah, on LiveJournal, it's cat macros.
I like the goth macros.
Yeah, if you're on live,
oh, cool.
Goth macros is great, too.
Well, I am not that cool with LiveJournal, so. Question?
Anybody?
Who plays WoW? Cool.
Who does Second Life?
I do Second Life.
Second Life is awesome.
What did you say?
Who plays WoW on Trollmate? What server are you?
You know, I can't remember. See, I really like playing, but I can't play all the time. So it inevitably happens that all of my guild surpass me in level, and none of them want to kind of try and help me level up, so I get very frustrated because I don't like playing by myself. I want to play in a guild. Cool. I'm willing to start my character over again. I just, please don't leave me to hang by myself. So. Cool.
Yeah, I on WoW, I have an alt obsession. So it's like, what server are you on? What server do you want me to be on?
More questions. I can't think of any questions.
Can you think of any questions, Scott?
Well, do you want to do final thoughts at this point?
Final thoughts? Is this Jerry Springer?
Go to Oprah! Go to Oprah! They were chanting when I was watching. Anybody, anything that got loving or tender, the audience was chanting, go to Oprah.
The sad part is I know a lot of people that have actually been on Jerry Springer.
Yeah. And did they do it for real? Or did it, was,
no, no.
Like, I hear it's fake.
They were for real. I lived in the mountains of North Carolina for a while, and I mean the backwoods mountains. And, you know, like, my neighbor, her name was Misty April Day, and, yes, she was a stripper, and she did live in a trailer, and she worked with her mom, who was also a stripper. You know, that kind of weird shit. That's what you get in North Carolina, in the backwoods mountains. So, rock on. Huh?
I said the family business is a stripper?
Yeah, her aunt's a stripper as well. My dad met them, and, you know, we got to hang out. It was... Yeah, there was lots of... There was actually people from high school on there, too, so...
I had an ex-boyfriend who went on Jerry Springer, but he didn't talk about me, thank God.
I know somebody that lied about something and went on. So.
Jimmy from Jimmy's Chicken Shack has actually been paid a couple times to go on there and be different people. But final thoughts?
So we have a question.
Question.
Yay. Oh, thank God.
Yes. I don't want to have a final thought.
Hey, what about mixers and parties and, you know, just getting together with other cam girls? You know, what is that like?
I'm in favor of those.
Do any of you do it?
Okay, let's do it.
I'm in favor of those.
I was never really invited to any. Mostly because I didn't go out of my way to... I talked to a couple, Mistress and, you know, some of the other girls. I don't think I lived close enough to some of them to like find out where all the cool parties were. Mm-hmm. But it would have been fun. I really liked Peeping Mo's. I liked being able to talk to the girls. I was on ICQ for a little while and had, you know, some of the girls, you know. So I would have gone.
I haven't been to anything specifically cam girl centric kind of thing, but there was a convention that is no longer a convention. It has another convention that's taken over for it, but it was legendary. It was called Phantasm, and they used to do webcam girl panels where they would get like 8 or 12 of us. And I remember a whipped cream pie contest on stage. There were a few things, like after we painted each other with finger paints, we all had to go up to the hotel room and wash it off, and that got kind of interesting. But as far as like...
Man, I never got invited to the cool
party.
That
parties. Was on cam, too, as I recall. But as far as like anything specifically cam related, no. But it is always great to get together with other girls and party down, and it's always a real pleasure whenever we get to do it, which is generally once a year at Dragon Con.
Woo-hoo. I'm glad they keep the panel going.
Yeah, I'm
I
glad
really like
I'm
coming
really
and talking.
I really like talking to people, and I'm really glad to see this panel still going strong.
So ask for it again next year.
Yes, right, bring
ahead.
Us back.
Oh, sorry. As I said before, I used to have lots of parties at my house, and people would come over and just ham it up for the camera. But I was invited to go to ErisCon, which was ErisCam. Camboy was there, Nikki Cam was there. The guy I eventually lived with, he was there. He never wanted to be on camera, but his ferret could be on camera all he wanted. I never had the money to go because I was about to move, and I move all the freaking time. I haven't stayed in any one place for more than, like, I think 13 months in the past 10 years. I get bored of places and just want to leave. So, but I did live next to Rainer Cam. I was 3 blocks away from him, and he's one of the people that actually started getting me into cam. So we would switch spots. I would go over to his house. People could watch me on cam at his place, or he would come over to my place, and people could watch. It was just us dorking around a lot of times. People thought we were having sex, but I'm really ticklish, and he would just poke me, and I'd start screaming and wiggling around underneath him, and people thought we were having sex. It was hilarious because if you know me, I'm pretty prudish, actually. I like to research and know about all the weird shit people do, but I'm a pretty vanilla. Don't let the hair fool you. I'm a vanilla person.
Yeah, I'd never figure you for vanilla.
No. I actually worked in a sex porn store for a good while, and I was a virgin the whole time I worked there. And nobody there knew because they thought I was some kind of kinky perv just because I had piercings and weird hair.
Hey, I have another question, too. Do any of you dabble in, like, the free web communities, like any webcam or Webcam Now or any of those communities?
I forget the one that had a... Yes, but I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, I was on one too, but it was so long ago. Although that's really kind of, when we were talking about the future of this earlier, that's really kind of where it's going, because it used to be, in order to do your own cam, you had to get a cam, you had to get a domain, you had to get a host. Now all you need is the cam, and most computer systems come with one. You can actually buy full systems that come with the webcam and the software already installed, and then you go to a site like that and by golly, you're a cam girl or guy or mm-hmm. or pet or you know what or whatever. So maybe that's where the future of this is sort of going. I can definitely see that happening. But as for being available somewhere on the web that's not my site, no, not right now.
I never used a free webcam thing, but my first webcam site was actually on GeoCities when it used to be free and didn't have banners.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. And I actually overloaded the server a couple times because people were hitting refresh instead of just waiting for the thing to load every 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right, final thought.
Okay.
Hey, what?
Yeah, if you could give us your website again. And, that's about it. Yeah. We've got a raging mob outside.
So yeah, well, mine is mistress.com, mistrys.com, and I have some pictures up here that's got the cam, conveniently the address on the back. If anybody wants one, you feel free to come up and be happy to give you one. And mistress.com. It's free. There's no hidden catch. There's no banner ads you have to click on or nothing like that. Just come and hang out. It's fun.
Mine's kimiko-dreams, kimiko-dreams.com. I'm not running the cam as much as I used to, but I'm doing really cool podcasts that I want to have interactive, and you can all be part of it. And I love talking to people. And I was told that, like last year, that there was a lot of people who wanted to come talk to us that didn't because they thought they couldn't or something. So if you guys want to come and say
don't
hi, please
yeah,
come
please,
up at the end of this. So.
It's only going to be Wes Wilson's panel after this with the Wow TV. You know, I mean, it's
a... mine is somajidarling.com, and it's darling with a W, not an R. If you look in the book, you'll see how to spell it. I don't update anything but the cam these days. So if you just go to the cam site, you could click the little loader, and it'll pop up, or you could click the remote window, and you could just watch me do whatever it is, which is usually fucking around on Second Life until school starts back.
I have to track you down in Second Life.
Soma? Ooh, surprise there. Dix, D-I-X.
Cool.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Come to the Second Life panel tomorrow, and you can see all the weird shit that I find.
Are you on the Second Life panel, too?
Yes.
I have on, like, three
Dude,
panels with you. That's
I know.
Cool.
I put it on my journal. I think she's stalking me.
Damn it, you weren't supposed to know.
Damn it.
Cool.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All righty.